Hello.
Hi, this is Ariana returning your call back from customer support. How may I assist you today?
Yes, what company are you with?
I'm with the customer support, ma'am. We help over 300 different companies with different items. As far as sweepstakes entries, it could be a purchase you want tracking on information on. It's just different things, ma'am.
Okay, I think that's probably the information I need. I have a credit card that I am getting give me a minute here and I'll get out what I'm trying to say. I've got a monthly charge that's showing up on this credit card, and I do not remember authorizing this. And on my statement, it had just this number, 844 489 4712. That's the number I called. And the charge that's showing up is listed on my statement as Pure Max Fund Performance, and there's a reference number 844 894 712. And it's for $67.32. Can you tell me what that's for?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Is it possible you could provide me with your zip code?
39480.
And that's 39480. And I'm sorry, ma'am, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
I'm sorry, this is Martha Smith.
Yes, ma'am. And can you verify the address I have on file?
You tell me what address you have on file, and I'll tell you if it's correct.
The only thing I can give you, ma'am, is 127. I gotta get you to verify the address so I can know
That's
exactly this.
okay. I'm sorry. I've got charges showing up, and I believe my accounts have been hacked. That's the reason I hesitate to give out any information.
And no problem, ma'am. Can you finish that address for me so I can
Sure, it's Frosty
yes,
Hinton
ma'am.
Road.
Yes, ma'am. 'Cause I gotta click on it to make sure you verified your address and I can't just click and you never verified. That's all.
Right, I understand.
I see here, ma'am, where you got the on you're calling about the 6732.
Yes, ma'am. $67.32.
Let me look into that, ma'am.
I believe the first time it was charged was in on my September statement.
You said on your September statement, ma'am?
It showed up on my September, my October, and my November statement.
I see here where it just shows on my end an ice maker. I'm not sure when you got that ice maker, ma'am, or when you purchased that ice maker. It just popped up as that, but you said you wanted.
I've never bought an ice maker.
Yes, ma'am. And you also stated at first that you wanted to cancel.
I'm sorry.
I was trying to make sure I heard everything right, ma'am. Yeah, first when we first got on the call, did you say you wanted to cancel, ma'am, or
No, I want to cancel that charge because it shows up, it's been charged three different times.
yes, ma'am.
And you're telling me it's for an ice maker?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, here's all my
But on your statement, it might say generator.
now it doesn't say anything. It just says Pure Max Performance. And it was charged on August the 30th. They charged $5.74. And then the next time they charged was September the 4th, and that was for $67.32.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the following month, let's see, that was September, then my October statement. is showing on October the 7th, they charged another $67.32. And then on November the 7th, they charged another $67.32.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm looking at your account now, ma'am, to see.
All right, what account with which credit card are you looking at?
I'm just looking at the MasterCard that ends in 7890. What I'm looking at is to see why you was getting charged. I'm also looking at to see if there's notations on your account. I also have to look at and see why were you charged, when were you charged, and what product you have. So, yes, ma'am, and as well as canceling your account. What I'm doing as of right now, because I already verified all the rest of that with you, is canceling your account. So I'm going to provide you with a cancellation code, ma'am, in just one moment, okay?
Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am.
I went trying online because I got a fraud alert today from First Premier Bank, and so I disputed the amount, and it was from a different charge for something else, and so I've got. According to the online, what they tell me online, I've got to fill out a form that I have to download from online and send it in to dispute the amount and the transaction date. So I guess I'd have to send in this form for every one of these, a separate form for each one of these transactions I'm disputing, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
But you say you're going to give me a cancellation code for the card.
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready whenever you are.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's going to be C as in canceled.
Okay.
262.
Okay.
479.
Okay.
271.
271.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, you are more than welcome to repeat it back.
C as in cancel. 262-479-271.
Yes, ma'am. And you said you're Yes, ma'am. You say your bank say you had to do what now?
All right. It's not my bank. It's the credit card company, First Premier Bank. And it's according to when I checked with them, they said that I have to fill out a form that's on the back of my statement that I get every month. And it's a notification of disputed item that I have to fill out and mail it to them to dispute the amount so that you know they can refund my money or whatever.
Yes, ma'am. However, what I can do.
Uh huh.
Give me 1 second. Since you already said you was going to go ahead with the dispute, ma'am, if you haven't already did the dispute, what I am able to do to stop you from having to do the dispute is go ahead and give you the $67.32 back.
Well, say that's what I'm saying. It's been charged three times. Plus, $5 and something change was the first charge by this particular company. It wasn't just one $67 and something. It was three times that.
Yes, ma'am. It is when you first did it, ma'am. It is in the terms and conditions that it was going to bill you monthly for that, as well as the factory discount direct store, where you receive a voucher in your email to be able to purchase things at a discounted price.
But see, that's what I'm saying. I did not make this purchase.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't fill out anything, but I don't ever remember purchasing anything from this company.
Yes, ma'am.
I can promise you I don't have an ice maker in my house.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like me to get you transferred over to the fire department?
Yes, ma'am, if you don't mind. May I ask for your name, please?
I'm Ariana.
Ariana, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate your help.
No problem. And I'm still here, ma'am.
Okay.
And I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just putting your information so I can get you transferred over, okay?
Sure.
Okay, ma'am, let me make sure I canceled out your account on my end, because I am finna get you transferred over to the fraud department, where they're going to handle everything as far as your refunds and things of that nature.
All right. Now, I know you said we canceled my card.
No, ma'am, I don't cancel cards. I cancel your account. That means we won't bill you anything else further after today. That means we're not going to too much bother you as far as your account is closed, shut down, and canceled. I'm transferring you to the fraud department after doing the fraud procedure. You did state that you was getting charged for the last 3 months on a purchase you never made. You said that you also reached out to your credit card company. They gave you this number. You trying to contact us before reaching and doing a dispute with your bank. Is that correct?
With my credit card, yes.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I just say bank because it's something that I'm used to saying where I'm at is bank. But yes, ma'am, your credit card company.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That, and the fraud department is with your company, not with the credit card company.
Yes.
Am I got that right, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. It's with our company, but they're going to be able to look at the notations that I made on your account, as well as to be able to give you more detail on why you was charged, what you was charged, and they're also able to process refunds if need be, okay?
Because
we take credit card here fraud very seriously, ma'am, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And again, this is Ariana. I'm transferring you. Thank you for calling customer support.